Now we'll be talking about a new report from Talent Rise, a recruitment specialist that comprised the experiences of over 200 young people. The report has suggested that job search confidence is low and fears of the future relating to gaining employment is high. I spoke to Kai Arahi at Talent Rise New Zealand, Jessica Te Moananui, about the report and why young people in Aotearoa are struggling to gain meaningful employment. Here is that interview.
Some of the things that came out of the report is that we found that 69% of those rangatahi, or those young people that we spoke to, are really fearful about the availability of relevant jobs when it comes to entering the workforce and building a career. And I think, you know, that's a real worry, especially when you look at 50% of them have been looking for work for over 3 months. You know, we spoke to young people who had been looking or trying to secure a role for 12 months or more. And I think one of the other things that came out of that report, and we have known this for some time and we have been trying to talk to employers about it, that when you're advertising for an entry-level role, it really needs to be an entry-level role, because what we're finding is those entry-level roles are not actually entry-level when they're asking for 2 years' worth of relevant experience.
The young people surveyed, were these people that have tertiary qualifications and are looking to move into the workforce in the relevant area that they've studied?
It would be a mix of young people who have tertiary qualifications and then a mix of young people who don't. I mean, we interviewed one young person who said that they were a university student with no previous job experience, and that most of the jobs that they were looking at required experience in their related field, and that they'll prioritise those who match that criteria. So with no work experience for that Rise Day participant, it had been really challenging them to receive a job offer, which was just heartbreaking, being that they were a university student and were studying, you know, to be a specialist in that field.
You've reported that 56% of respondents cited that little or no work experience was holding them back from getting their first role. Could you talk a little bit about some of the barriers that might be preventing people from getting that work experience?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. So we can't kind of just put it on employers, because we've, you know, I've already mentioned how we know that when they're advertising for entry level, it's not just entry level. I think some of the other barriers can be when it comes to job searching, that young people, they're not really too sure how to read a job advert. And so part of our Talent Rise program, we mentor and coach our young people how to look at a job advert and what some of these things mean, because sometimes there's some quite technical terminology in that job advert where they might have relevant experience in doing something house, which also kind of means what they're looking for, but just in a different context, if you kind of get what I mean. So I think that's one of the barriers. I think another barrier is CV, being able to put a CV and a cover letter together, being able to market your transferable skills as well as your technical skills as well. I think that's a huge barrier. And then I also think that if they were perhaps to make it to that next stage, then their confidence in interviewing without that coaching and that mentoring, they can quite struggle to sell themselves in an interview.
Should universities have more of a role in preparing their graduates, or any other tertiary qualification, should they have a role in sort of preparing their graduates for the workplace and securing their first job? And how could they maybe do this?
Absolutely. I think not just universities, I think it also falls back on any tertiary education providers, probably at college or high school level as well. I think, you know, we focus a lot on education, but then we kind of lose out a little bit on those building up those transferable soft skills, also those life skills as well. And I really think that those kind of things are really important for a young person when they're about to embark on their career journey. And I guess, you know, we're quite lucky in a sense because that's provided a space for us, for Talent Rise, to be able to do what we do. And being the not-for-profit of a global IT recruitment specialist, you know, CV and interview prep and preparing people for the workforce really is our bread and butter. It's what we do.
There are other barriers, right, to people securing employment. The cost of living is something that many students and young people are struggling with. So did you see any of these trends emerge in the respondents' answers?
We saw a little bit there because we saw that 35% were concerned about the economy and the impact that that was having on them finding work. We also, in New Zealand here, because we are working in this space, what we know is what our young people, our rangatahi, have told us is that there is a lot of pressure on them from their families, especially if they're living at home, to secure employment. And that is because the cost of living is really high. Therefore, there's a lot of pressure on our young people to contribute into the household costs. I think on the flip side of that, with the lack of housing and the housing shortage, some of the pressure that our young people are feeling at the moment is that there is a lot of uncertainty around if they're going to ever be able to buy a house, enter into that owning your own home market. And I think, you know, it's a real concern. Just with the economy, there's a lot of uncertainty around there in regards to A, securing a job and setting themselves up financially for their future.
What, in your opinion, could be done to ensure that young people in Aotearoa are able to secure meaningful employment?
I mean, our key whakatauki here at Talent Rise is e hara takitoa I te toa takitahi, e nari he toa takitini, which really talks about success is not that of one, but that of a collective. I really think that we should really wrap around and support our young people. You know, these are our future leaders. We should put more time and effort into empowering them to succeed, allowing them to become the future leaders of Aotearoa.
That was Kai Aorahi at Talent Rise New Zealand, Jessica Te Moana Nui, on their Fear of the Future report.